What's up, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Legendary Life Podcast. I'm fitness and nutrition expert Ted Rice, and I'm here to help you transform your health, your body, and your life. Today's episode is, in fact, all about that last part, taking your life to the next level. We're coming off a Thanksgiving weekend, and that means that we're getting closer to the holidays, closer to Christmas, or whatever holiday you celebrate at the end of the year. And that means New Year's is around the corner, and it's time to step things up. I don't want you to be a New Year's resolutioner. I want you to start now. And that's why I'm doing this episode, 7 things you need to give up if you want to be successful in 2018. Before I get started on today's episode, I want to give a big thanks to everybody who bought something from us, who participated in our Black Friday sale. We're always happy to do a discount on what we offer, and a lot of you took advantage of it and bought into the workout, so you're now in the app with us. And like I said, you're not getting just a PDF anymore. You're getting to be part of the app, which is like part of our family. So we have this method of communicating, and you'll have the workout right on your app where you can pull up the workout. You can watch videos right through the app. No going to YouTube or doing anything like that. And some of you have bought the muscle building course, the Legendary Lean course. Some of you bought customized diets. And what I want to say is thank you. Thank you for, well, first of all, I got to say congratulations, because you're going to be taking your health to the next level. You're going to be, if you follow the workouts that are in that app, you're going to be getting amazing results. Better results than probably you've gotten in months or perhaps even years. And the second thing is, I want to thank you for buying it, for trusting me enough to take a chance and say, hey, okay, I'm going to try one of your workouts, man. I mean, there's free stuff online everywhere, and some other guys sell workouts, but hey, I'm going to give you a try, Ted, because I trust in you and I believe in you. And I want to thank you for your support. Although, I mean, I put out great stuff. I know that's a bit self-serving to say, but I want to back it up with, I've been in this industry for nearly 19 years. And I am at the top of my game. I'm constantly learning better methods of delivering better results through exercise and nutrition. And I've got so much great information coming for you. I want to say 2018, but I'm trying to start now. So let's get into today's episode, today's content. And I want to start this episode by asking, why is it that so many of us have big plans for our lives, but so few of us end up achieving what we define as success? Whether you define success as creating a life you love, or making a lot of money, or having an amazing family with lots of kids, why is it that we don't achieve those things? And what I want to tell you is, I remember having big dreams in my 20s. I believed I was going to be a successful fitness professional, making a lot of money and impacting millions of lives. And I thought I was going to do this by the time I was 30 years old. And in case you're new to the show, I'm 40. I'm about to be 41 in February. And I'll tell you, I had things going for me. I wasn't some kid in the middle of nowhere who didn't know much and had no connections. I had the looks, the knowledge. I was training multimillionaires and celebrities. So it wasn't even like it was out of reach. Yet I never made that happen. And I remember feeling angry and frustrated because I had so much going for me, but for some reason I wasn't able to take the resources around me and create the type of life and business that I wanted. I was passionate about what I was doing. I had the connections. I was surrounded by multimillionaires and celebrities here in Miami Beach. But somehow their success, it just wasn't rubbing off on me. And I started thinking that maybe I just wasn't the type of person that success happened to. Maybe it was my genes that were holding me back. Maybe I had bad success genetics. I had no idea. Maybe success just wasn't written in my destiny, even though I didn't really believe in that. Maybe I didn't deserve it, even though I felt like I worked hard. Maybe I wasn't a good enough person. Those were all thoughts that I remember thinking. And eventually that anger and frustration, you burn out, right, after a while. And it turns into what? Sadness and depression. And although I regularly trained Brazilian jiu-jitsu and lifted weights, I also lost myself in drug use. I smoked marijuana almost every day during that time. In fact, the only time I remember not being high was when I couldn't find someone to sell it to me. And maybe you don't understand like why a fitness professional would have that type of feeling about their situation. Well, burnout is high in that industry. And there are a lot of very knowledgeable personal trainers and nutrition people, and they're not successful because they don't understand certain things that we're going to go into in this episode. And for me, most personal trainers work these double shifts, and I hated doing that. I hated it. I would train clients in the morning, you know, for the before work crowd, and then I would come home and like have this time to myself. And then I would go back and train clients in the evening. And I've been doing that for years. I mean, I don't train evening clients anymore now. And I got out of that after starting the podcast. But I did that for years. And I remember hating it because I would get home and I would feel like I should be just done with work. Why can't I just go to work once? And even going to work once, I mean, I would travel around a few different places already. But then I would be home and I'd feel like I'd start to like unwind. And then I would have to get going again. And what was interesting is if I trained 2 clients that morning or trained 8 clients, it was still the same feeling when I went back to work later on. I just hated it. And I remember being so depressed with the thought of having to do those double shifts that I'd sometimes smoke weed in the afternoon to dull my emotional pain. That's where I was in my late 20s, mid and late 20s, after the honeymoon wore off, right? The honeymoon I had with like, whoa, I'm getting paid $80 an hour. Actually, I started at $30 an hour when I was 22 years old. That's pretty good money for a 22-year-old with no education and a passion for lifting heavy stuff. It's big money. And then I started charging more, but I just couldn't charge enough to get myself out of that grind. Thankfully, I eventually figured out that there wasn't anything wrong with me. I wasn't cursed. And I finally realized that my plan sucked. It was my plan. It wasn't working. And instead of changing it and trying something different, I took the failure personally. Like I told you, I thought something was wrong with me. And I couldn't shake that feeling because I kept looking around and it's like, man, I've got everything I need to have success, but yet I can't create it. So once I finally put my emotions to the side and objectively looked at the actions I was taking to build success, I was able to see clearly that there were obstacles that were holding me back. And it had nothing to do with any of that stuff that I thought, any of that emotional BS that I was telling myself. And I eventually set a goal for what I truly wanted to do, to create a business where I got to teach others how to use health and fitness as the foundation to a successful life. In other words, what I do now with the podcast, with the articles I'm writing, with the YouTube channel and the interviews and all the other things, the workouts that I write. I love doing that stuff. And I started cutting back on the things that were wasting my time. And I started investing in my future. I hired coaches. I bought courses. I joined groups. And I put together a plan to get me to my goal. In fact, I remember I was in this I had hired a coach. It was a group coaching situation because I not only sell coaching, but I believe in coaching. And I was just lost in my business. And I ended up getting back into personal training. And I won't get into the story right now, but I was in school in my late 20s and early 30s because I thought I needed to become a, a doctor. I needed to get a medical degree to be as successful as I wanted to be, which is not true, by the way. Don't think that education is going to get you out of a jam like that. It comes back to some of the things I'm going to talk about today and developing good business skills. But I remember I got back into the business and I was talking to my coach and he gave me one piece of advice because I had been in the business for a while and I needed clients immediately. I wasn't making enough money. Most of my clients had stopped training with me because I went back to school and I needed more clients immediately. And he told me, he's like, listen, text or call your old clients, the people that haven't trained with you for a while. Tell them, hey, I'm back training and I've got this great workout or method or whatever, which was true. It wasn't misleading or anything. I had definitely been working on my game, even though I was back in school. And say that you want to try it out, want them to try it out. And you know what? I got a client right away just from doing that. And right there, it showed me that, oh, I'm missing something. It's not me. I would have never thought of that on my own because I'm like an idiot when it comes to business. I just don't think that way. I'm not trained to think that way. Nobody's ever taught me to think that way. It doesn't come naturally to me. And that was the moment where I was like, wow, I'm going full forward with this. I'm going to invest in people to help me get to where I want to go. Fast forward a few years, and here I am now. I'm very close to leaving personal training for good to run Legendary Life full time. It's literally a dream come true. And although that's my story, it's also what happens to so many of us. We start out with big plans of what we're going to do in the world, only to be stopped dead in our tracks by the cold, hard realities of life. And the truth is that we're not destined for success or for failure, for that matter. We create success by what we choose to do and not do, by spending our time, money, and effort on things that are an investment in our future, we grow. By spending time, money, and effort on things that don't help us get to our goals, we don't grow. There's a great concept in economics, and I suck at economics. It was the only class that I had to drop out of in college. Other than that, I was a really good student in university. I got straight A's in, in math and chemistry and in biology. But anyway, I did learn this great concept from economics, and it was called opportunity cost. And it's defined like this in case you're not familiar with the idea. Opportunity cost is the benefit that could have been gained from an alternative use of the same resource. What that means is that for every choice that you make, there's a time cost to it. There's a resource cost to it. Might be money, might be time. So if you choose to binge watch your favorite Netflix series, then you won't be able to get that time back that you spent. Or if you spend $2,000 on a brand new 4K TV, then you won't be able to use that money to pay off debt or to hire a personal trainer or to hire a business coach or to do whatever it is that you feel like you need to do to get your life back on track or take it to the next level. And unfortunately, many of us are being the victims of our decisions instead of enjoying the success which comes from smart investments of our time and money. And in this episode, I want to share 7 things to stop doing in 2018 if you want to see your life get exponentially better. And these are things that I actually use or have used in the past. It's not some random list of stuff that you read off the internet that has like a clickbait title and the person probably doesn't do any of it or hasn't done any of it. But this is all stuff that I actually have done and promote. So number one is giving up being scattered. You've got to give up being scattered. What do I mean by that? One of the biggest reasons people don't achieve the goals they set out for themselves is that they're lacking focus. And a lack of focus leads to a lack of progress. While it's great that you want to buy a new car, sell your old car, start a new business, build a new app, get in shape, take an 8-week course on fly fishing or whatever it is that you're into, None of those things will ever happen if you try to do them all at once. And this is one of the biggest reasons people don't succeed when they join my coaching groups and the workouts. They took too much on at once and didn't have the time to dedicate to the program. In other words, they were scattered and unfocused. Instead of making that amateur mistake, I want you to focus and prioritize the most important goal that you have. And what I like is there's an acronym for focus that I really like a lot. It's follow one course until successful. So what I want you to do is, if you're going to invest in something, if you're going to get an area of your life handled, prioritize it and make a plan and follow that plan until you're successful. If you want to get in shape, don't say, hey, I'm going to take a vacation for 2 weeks around the world and I'm not going to work out during that time. Oh, and when I get back, I'm going to have to, you know, start playing cards with the guys. And oh, there's Monday night football that I have to go to watch. You got to stop that stuff. If you're what the biggest complaint over time or over getting in shape is not enough time, and you have the same 24 hours in the day as everyone else. So what's the difference? You're choosing to spend that time in a way that is taking you away or not letting you make progress. So follow one course until you're successful. That's the way to achieve what you want in 2018. Number two, give up obsessing over small details. This is such a common mistake, especially, and ironically, it's especially common for smart people. They get lost in the small details instead of focusing on the big picture concepts. I recently had a conversation with a coaching client whose goal it was to lose body fat. He was in my group, so he had a workout and a nutrition plan to follow, yet he wasn't getting results. And when we had a conversation about it, it turned out that he wasn't following the nutrition plan as it was written, and he was too focused on the minute details and things that I wasn't talking about. And not to say that I have all the answers, that's not what I mean, but I'll tell you what I do have, a focus on the big picture. So in our conversation, he began to tell me about pantothenic acid, which is otherwise known as vitamin B5, and how it could stop fat loss from happening. Or he read that in an article. And while pantothenic acid is involved with fat metabolism, a deficiency won't stop you from losing fat. Only eating too much will stop fat loss from happening, okay? Or too many calories, all the things that I've told you about in here. And instead of focusing on the macro principle of portion control and reduced calories, he was focused on getting enough of a vitamin he was most likely wasn't deficient in anyway, as vitamin B5 deficiencies are pretty rare. This type of thinking about small details often leads people down a rabbit hole that can be hard to come back out of. So don't get lost in small details. Focus on big picture concepts that lead to results. And I'm sharing this story about my coaching client, but I want to tell you, I've been guilty of this myself, guilty of it for a long time. And until I really had to start dialing in what I knew to help people, right? Because I'm paid to help people. If I don't get results, it reflects poorly on me. I mean, most of the time people don't get results because they don't follow what I have them do. But if they end up following it, oh, they better get results, right? Or that speaks really poorly on me. And that's when I started getting these big picture ideas, like what matters the most here? Because we can talk about so many things. And another thing I want to say about this is so many fitness people try to do that to you, right? They try to, I don't know if they try to confuse you. Obviously, some people do that. But why don't you think I talk about like really crazy, weird things like some other podcasts do? And some like, oh, this is one weird magic trick that is going to make everything happen for you because it's this one weird small trick, this one small thing or this supplement that is really stopping you from getting results. I don't tell you stuff like that. I tell you big picture ideas because that's where you're going to get most of the benefit. So don't get lost in small details. Focus on the big picture concepts that lead to results. Number three, give up being in meaningless motion. And there's a great quote from Ernest Hemingway. Never mistake motion for action. Everyone's busy, but not everyone is making consistent progress towards his goals. And a big problem is that too many people, after they get clear on what they want to do, after they're focusing on big picture stuff, they mistake motion for action. And although they sound familiar, they're far from being the same. For example, if you want to lose fat and start reading articles about losing fat or listening to podcasts, you're in motion. But if you start exercising with weights 3 times a week and start walking every day for 20 or 30 minutes and you start cutting back on the amount of junk food you eat and the amount of food you eat in general, well, that's taking action. And if I wanted to write an article and I start doing research, that's motion. If I sit down, write, and then publish an article, that's taking action. If I want to get in shape and I start watching YouTube exercise videos, that's motion. If I drop down and start doing push-ups or get my butt to the gym and do my full workout, that's taking action. Are you starting to see the difference? Because even smart people make the mistake. They're like, no, I got to do a little more research and got to do a little more research. And I'm really doing a lot of research. And when I finally get around to taking action, it's going to be great, but just a little bit more research here. And sometimes we need to do more research before we take action. I don't want you following some ridiculous diet or doing improper technique on an exercise. The thing is, that far too often I see people getting into an endless cycle of motion instead of taking the action they need to make progress. How do you know which one you're doing? Well, easy. Start asking yourself whether the things you do are leading you to getting results. Are you getting results or not? Because if you're not getting results, you're most likely spinning your wheels with meaningless motion. Knowing the difference between the two and spending more time taking action will help you achieve that success that you're after in 2018. Number four, give up your unhealthy habits. Jim Rohn said, take care of your body. It's the only place you have to live. I've said that health and fitness form the foundation of a successful life. Not to put myself in the same league as Jim Rohn, but the point is that whether you're trying to be a great parent, a loving spouse, a thriving entrepreneur, or have a successful career, health is your foundation. Good health will enable you to have all the energy that you need to accomplish those things. On the other hand, poor health will crush your productivity. You'll spend more time feeling brain fog and low energy than someone who takes good care of their body. You'll also lose time being sick. Healthier people get sick less and bounce back quicker than those who are unhealthy. Making time to exercise and eat nutritious food will keep you performing at your peak. And the good news is that while it may take a lot of exercise and consistent nutrition to transform your body and see those rippling muscles and toned abs, it doesn't take much to reap the physical and psychological benefits of a good health regimen. That's the beautiful thing about this. So if you want to look amazing, it's going to take a lot of work. But if you just want to, hey, I feel bad. I want to feel better. I want to feel more clear mentally. I want to feel like I have more energy. Well, it doesn't take much to do that. And most of you are already working out, but just in case you're not, in case you've been listening to this show for a while and you're like, oh, you know, this is great information. Too bad I'm not doing any of it. Well, here are some quick tips. Take a walk every day. You can start with 20 or 30 minute walks. And when you get serious, you can download a steps app or a pedometer app. and shoot for 8 to 10,000 steps a day. Another thing is work out 3 times a week. This could be as easy as a 20-minute home workout of push-ups and bodyweight squats, or a full hour-long complicated gym routine. The important thing is just get it done. Another thing you can do is eat fruits and vegetables every day. Start with your 5 servings of fruits and vegetables and then build it up to 10. And if fat loss is your goal, then eat more vegetables than fruits. Really simple. And the last thing that you can do, just a quick tip here, is eat lean protein at every meal. Protein helps you maintain muscle and lose fat, especially when you're eating less food. It also keeps you satiated. That means you're not going to be hungry. You're going to be satisfied from your meal, as opposed to eating a bag of chips or a bag of pretzels and some other little snacks here in a granola bar. And then you're like, I keep snacking because I just don't feel like I've eaten enough. Well, protein helps get rid of that. So like I said, there's no need to complicate things. If you follow these 4 tips, you'll notice an immediate improvement in your body and energy levels. Number 5, give up poor sleep habits. Many people will say that sleep is important, but too few actually act on it. Usually, sleep is the first thing to go in our busy schedules. Maybe you stay up late answering emails and doing business calls, thinking that you're being more productive. Or maybe you feel like nighttime is your only chance that you get for some fun after the kids are in bed. No matter what your reason is for staying up late, it's affecting your mood, your energy levels, your productivity, and ultimately your health. Lack of sleep is linked to anxiety, memory issues, depression, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. While an occasional late night can be fun and it's not really a big deal, chronic sleep deprivation will crush your dreams for success. Instead, start implementing some healthy sleeping habits to ensure that you're getting regular rest. And in case you need a bit of a help in that regard, go to legendarylifepodcast.com/sleep and download our free sleep guide. It'll have everything that you need to get started improving your sleep tonight. Number 6, give up watching negative news. The number one reason that most people give when I ask them about why they obsessively watch the news is that, I need to stay informed. And then you see how ridiculous this line of thinking is when they're telling you the newest obnoxious tweet that Donald Trump made, or which Hollywood celebrity has just been accused of sexually assaulting women, or telling me about how horrible the most recent mass shooting is. And listen, it's important to keep in touch with what's going on in society. But most of us spend our precious time watching and reading about stories that don't help us move forward in life. And that's a huge problem, especially when the news is mostly negative. A study by Pew Research Center that spans several decades found that American news preferences have remained consistent over the last 20 years. Not surprisingly, war and terrorism have consistently ranked at the top since 1986, when the study began. So have bad weather and natural or man-made disaster stories. And that's good. When Hurricane Irene, I even forgot what the last one was. There have been so many in my life. But I look to the news, actually the Weather Channel, actually the National Hurricane Center. But I did watch some of the local news to just know what was going on. That's important. But I got an update and then I got off, because there are problems with negative news stories. Number 1, they're not representative of everything that's going on. Despite what the headlines suggest, violence has actually decreased and quality of life has improved for millions of people around the world. Number 2 is that we spend our time watching them when we could be doing something more productive. Remember the opportunity cost principle, right? Number 3, they have negative effects on our mood and behavior. So at best, we spend our time watching or reading the news when we could be doing something that would help us achieve our goals. At worst, continual bad news can cause PTSD-like symptoms. That's post-traumatic stress disorder-like symptoms. A 2001 study found that watching the events of 9/11 on television was enough to trigger PTSD symptoms, like worrying about future terrorist attacks and reduce self-confidence in some of the viewers. Unsurprisingly, the people in the study who spent the most time watching negative news had the most severe symptoms. So your life is stressful enough without worrying about statistically improbable tragedies like terrorism, shark attacks, plane crashes, and mass shootings. As scary as all those things are, heart disease and cancer are the number one and two killers in the U.S. respectively. And you know what else causes that? Stress. Stress causes heart disease, or it's implicated in heart disease and cancer. And you know what? Watching negative news events like mass shootings and terrorism and all those other things is causing your stress levels to go up. And you know what? Here's what I tell people, and this is a controversial thing to say, but that stuff that you watch is entertainment for most people. And when I say that, people get really defensive. What are you talking about? It's not, I'm not entertained by that. I'm horrified by it. And then I say, you know what? But what are you going to do about what you just saw? Are you going to go to the people who just suffered that tragedy, whatever it is, and spend time helping them or donating your time? Are you going to give money? What are you going to do? Are you going to make a post on Facebook? Because that doesn't do shit. If you're not spending your time helping those people, if it's just something you watch and it elicits an emotional reaction, I want to suggest that is entertainment for you. Just like when I was driving back from my dad's from Thanksgiving, there was a horrible accident on the side of the road. And what do people do? They slow down and they look. Now, some people are good people and they slowed down and they made a call and called the police or the, you know, called 911 so that someone would come out and help. But what about all the other people who didn't do that? Entertainment. Don't be that person, because you're part of the problem if you are. Number 7, give up spending too much time on social media. I know it's tough to give up arguing about politics on Facebook or scrolling through the crazy posts on Instagram, but if you're serious about achieving success in 2018, you'll rein in your social media usage. The average Facebook user spends almost an hour on the site every day, according to the data that Facebook shared in 2016. A Deloitte survey, I'm probably mispronouncing that name, found that for many smartphone users, checking social media apps like Facebook and WhatsApp are the first thing they do in the morning, even before getting out of bed. That doesn't sound familiar at all, does it? Oh, I've never done that, except maybe every other day or once every 3 days, or, you know, maybe even every day sometimes, right? And while social relationships are good for us, social media, especially when we use it too much and spend too much time on it, is wasting our precious time that we could be using to do something more conducive to our goals. And it's potentially causing us harm. In fact, prior research has shown that the use of social media may stop us from forming face-to-face relationships, which actually do improve our well-being, reduce the time we spend doing things that actually matter to us. It increases our sedentary behavior by encouraging more screen time and damaging our self-esteem by comparing ourselves to others. And I got to tell you, that last one is particularly personal to me. I used to scroll through Instagram or Facebook and I'd see other people like me, like content creators. I don't get jealous or envious or feel depressed, or I don't compare myself to a businessman who's like 60 years old and he's been putting in 100 hours a week of his life building his company. I don't feel envious of that guy at all. Like, I would never want to be him. I work with those guys. And while I'm glad it works for them, that lifestyle would never work for me. I work plenty of hours, but I wouldn't do it in that way, especially just for money. However, when I see someone who's like a podcaster or a YouTuber or, you know, an Instagram fitness personality, and they're just killing it, I end up feeling like a loser. I look at it, I'm like, what the hell am I doing with my life? I'm nearly 41. Look at that person. They're like, you know, they're 10 years younger than me. They're just killing it. They're having the life that I wish I had. And I feel terrible. And it became such an issue that I've made a point to get off social media immediately whenever I feel that way and do something productive. That's my new challenge. It's like, oh, I feel like a loser right now. This guy who started a podcast like a year after me is got way more followers and making, and this is a true example, by the way. I've seen people who started after me and they're more successful than me, but that's their journey, not mine. And what I do now is I get off and I go do something to make a difference, not meaningless motion, but taking progressive action that leads to results. And I want to share something else with you. A rigorous 2017 study published in the American Journal of Epidemiology found the use of Facebook was negatively associated with well-being. In other words, the more you use Facebook, the worse you feel. So using Facebook also makes you feel worse about your life while taking away the time you could use to actually change your situation for the better. That's what we call a lose-lose situation. Just to give you a recap of the seven things you need to give up if you want to be successful in 2018. Number one is give up being scattered. You've got to get focused about what you want in life. Number two is give up obsessing over small details. Look for the big picture principles that give you the majority of results. Number three, give up being in meaningless motion and start taking action in your life. In fact, I want to challenge you right now out of what you've heard today. So you spent 40 minutes of your time with me. What are you going to do different after listening? That's my challenge to you. What are you going to do different? I want to hear from you. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know. Number four is give up your unhealthy habits. Start taking yourself to your health seriously and realize that it's an investment in your productivity and your future. Number five, give up poor sleep habits. Start making small changes to make sure that you're getting the best quality sleep you can. And if you need some help with that, go to legendarylifepodcast.com/sleep and get your free sleep guide where I tell you what you need to do and recommend a few products as well that you can use to improve your sleep quality. Number six, give up watching negative news. For most of us, it's just entertainment because we never act on it. We never even donate money to help. It's crazy. Stop doing it. Number seven, give up spending too much time on social media. Social media makes us feel worse by looking at other people's lives, thinking that they have an amazing life and our life sucks. Don't do that to yourself. Of course, maybe some of you definitely use social media for business like I do, but be strategic about your time if you're going to be on social media. And the last thing I want to tell you is change is hard, and our current behaviors are rooted in our emotions. In other words, we're spending time on Facebook and watching negative news stories because it does something for us. It meets some need. Yet, if we want 2018 to be different than last year, we'll need to do something different in order to make that want a reality. So commit to making a change. Even committing to just a few of the things that I discussed with you today will help put you on the winning path to a successful new year. And that's what I want for you. It's not all about just pumping up your muscles and losing body fat. Those things are important, but I want your life to be better. And I don't want you to spend your entire life thinking about exercise or obsessing over exercise and nutrition just because you think that will be the answer. It will for many of you, but For some of you, you're already doing well in that department, and you've got to look beyond just the exercise and nutrition. You've got to look at your life. Maybe you're even like me, and you're using exercise and nutrition to avoid other things in your life that need taking care of. So that's my challenge to you. Make a change. That concludes our episode for today. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it inspired you to evaluate some of your behaviors and how you could do things different. And what I want to tell you is, if this episode inspired you, if it moved you, I would appreciate if you shared it. Sharing is caring, and there's no better compliment that you can give me than sharing this episode with your friends, with your on your Facebook. Yes, I just told you not to go to Facebook, then share it on Facebook, but at least you'll be sharing something that's positive that will help people maybe get off of Facebook more, or stop watching the news, or stop getting so distracted. So please share this episode. Sharing is caring, wherever you feel like, wherever you're at, wherever you congregate online. And the last thing I want to say is, maybe this is your first time listening to this show. If that's the case, make sure you subscribe to Legendary Life in iTunes. Or if you want to have a direct relationship with me, go to legendarylifepodcast.com and sign up to our newsletter. We share things there that we don't share anywhere else. If you want to be the first to know about episodes and articles and get the tips that we share there, make sure you go to legendarylifepodcast.com and sign up to the list. That's all I've got. Have an amazing week. And a big thanks again to everybody who supported us in Black Friday. I'm looking forward to connecting with all of you on the app. Speak soon.